Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. And here we are, you and me, together again at last. People, we have to talk. Tomorrow, we are going to get, well, propagandized again to the highest possible order that you can imagine. You got a situation here where this entire freak show, and I'm addressing the stock market right now, more specifically, hinges on every single word, every single syllable that comes out of the freaking Federal Reserve. You know, there was a time, I want you to think about this. Those of you that are as old as me can remember some of this stuff. There was a time when the market was not totally dependent on what the Federal Reserve would say or even do. That's the truth, believe it or not. What the Federal Reserve is doing today or has been doing since the meltdown of 2008 is extorting, I love that word, more control out of not just the markets but of everything. There was a time, again, when the stock market wasn't completely and absolutely detached from what's happening in the economy. The economy mattered at one time to the stock market. Today, there is no connection at all. You and I have discussed this over and over and over again for many years, how the gap between the stock market and the economy, this space here, would get wider and wider and wider and wider until reality sets in. And of course, this is going to normalize at one particular time. There's just no doubt about it. It should matter in an environment where fundamental factors actually do matter. You would not see what we're seeing right now, a market that is so completely, again, absolutely disconnected from any kind of reality, again, just because of easy money. And we can expect much more easy money to come down the pike here. Again, look, there's many people who don't understand the markets, and I get that. It seems like just something that is an entity among itself. And it really has become that. Again, there's no connection between the propaganda and reality anymore. And we are about to be propagandized yet again tomorrow because of this widely anticipated inflation report. It's not real. You have to understand that. All the data is fake. It has no bearing on anything right now. And they could say and pretty much do whatever they want because they get the mainstream media to double fist feed in every one of our freaking orifices. Whatever they want us to think is going on here. It's just not real. And the fact of the matter is this going to get very, very real at one point. This issue of hyper debt, which we haven't seen anything yet. Hey, that rhymed. I didn't even mean that to happen. Look, if you are not in the right spots right now, you're going to end up in a world of hurt moving forward. And if you've been with me for any length of time, you know what action needs to be taken. Again, this is not a channel, excuse me, for people who want to be entertained. Although sometimes I do get a little freaky, right, Greg? You know what I'm talking about. You know, I just it's a coping mechanism for me. But anyway, look. So if you and I realize again, the environment is not real. None of the economic data is real. And things are not what people believe they are. This entire thing is an illusion on a grand scale. You can't borrow your way into prosperity. And that's what they want us to think that we can do here. And there are no free lunches. We got our illustrious, beautiful man of a president. I want to vomit right now. I really, really do. Talking about, again, more forgiveness. There's no forgiveness here for student loans here. This gets piled on to the national debt immediately, and then we all pay for it. Again, there's no free lunches. And what this is doing in reality, and people have no idea, is, of course, devaluing the degree itself, meaning that these people here who believe they're getting some kind of a free lunch, what's happening to them is now because their degree has been devalued into nothing, will get will earn less money for their entire lifetime. It's a scam, yet again, disguised as something else, as everything else is in this environment here. But again, this is our strength and this is our power. You know, people say to me all the time, Greg, you know, I can't believe that you're out here telling people they should be in the market. This is the biggest one, is the cryptocurrency. Greg, crypto is a scam. How could you tell people to put some of this in their portfolio? This whole thing is a scam. If you don't know that, well, then I guess, you're living on another dimension, I suppose, here. This whole thing is a scam, and that's our strength, realizing that it is a scam. And just because it is a scam, that doesn't mean that you and I can't get ourselves in the right spots, at least to try to profit from this, and we will. There's no doubt about it. This risk on environment is going to turn risk off. You all know that, all right? This cannot go on and on and on. What central banks are planning to do to all of us is epic. It's beyond most people's comprehension, but not you and me, because we know what they want. They want to extort more control, they want to extort more power, and eventually force us to our knees, and that bothers me above anything else here, and have us beg for a new system as they destroy this current system. Are we supposed to really trust that these institutions here, none more so than the Fed, who have gone out of their way to deliberately inflate and inflate and inflate and inflate, print cash out of thin air in epic sums here to buy all the debt, to buy everything, to prop this whole thing up here, to foster the illusion of a prosperous economy? I mean, people believe that if the stock market is high, well, the economy must be strong. Again, as we discussed, there's no connection here at all. So this is part of the illusion here, as they are deliberately destroying the economy, destroying the middle class to create this neo-feudal system that you and I have been talking about for over 10 years, and it's pretty much here in our freaking face. It's unbelievable. It really is. We've never seen anything like this before. The people have been cyber screwed. Maybe that's a good word for it here. Propagandized via this thing here, the television, being programmed by television programs here into believing in something that doesn't exist. And they're being set up and led to the slaughter on a grand scale. But that's not you and me. That's not you and me by a long shot. All right, anyway, look, let's go back to this market here. It's a holding pattern, waiting for the propaganda tomorrow. Okay. Whatever it is, it is. And we'll see. The market's going to respond one way or the other to this. The market is hoping for and will get more easy money. There's just no doubt about it. This is how the Fed is going to extort more control out of all of us, period, the end. It's kind of, what bothers me? I'll tell you something else that bothers me. And you and I have discussed this before, but I was thinking about it this morning as I was having my cup of coffee here. How we have been sold a fairy tale of the highest possible order, that by the Federal Reserve and other central banks incrementally raising the overnight rate, the federal funds rate, that by a miracle, somehow inflation was going to go away, and it was temporary and it was transitory. This, you and I said from day one, this would not work. It has not worked. It's not even meant to work. When you have this kind of a situation here, where central banks have, gone parabolic with regard to debt issuance to all of us. Again, central banks' power resides in one thing, their ability to issue debt. That's it, one thing. You take away that power, the whole system crumbles. Okay, so we've been sold this lie that has been propagated by the mainstream media that, again, by incrementally raising the overnight rate, all of a sudden inflation was going to disappear. Meanwhile, these institutions have been on a binge to issue debt to the world. Again, that's their one power. This has been a farce of beyond comprehension. But people believed, or they've been sold the lie that it would that this would miraculously work, and it clearly hasn't. It's not meant to work. You and I called this out again since day one. It's not going to stop either. Central banks right now, their goal is expanding war, which we are seeing. Their next phase here is to cut rates. Cutting rates here allows them to inflate on an epic scale here. Okay, create cash out of nothing and buy all the debt. What do you want to do? Again, we need to take action here, as I've been telling you for the longest time. That means gaining exposure to commodities. The most undervalued on the planet is this. I'm going to tell you for the millionth time. Gold, my second favorite asset of all time. I think people need exposure to a wide variety, a wide basket of commodities here. I put out at least five, maybe even six publications in my free newsletter, free to everyone who has the brain power to follow it. Link in the description of this video. Please pay attention to that. We got this, people. We can't be beaten, in my view. They're going to try to destroy us, but we're not going to allow that to happen. You know, before I go on even further here, let's go back to this market here. So it's a holding pattern. You got stock futures relatively flat. Everything is relatively flat this morning. Okay, waiting to be propagandized. That's what's happening. Tomorrow, we're all going to be propagandized, but you and I are going to see through it all, as we always do, and we're going to take advantage of it. That's our strength. That's our power, realizing the epic fairy tale that this is. Does it make sense to you? I hope so. All right, look, that's pretty much where we are, people. Let's see what happens. So later on today, 4:05 p.m. Eastern, we'll sum all this up, and we'll see what happens there. We're going to hear from Lael Brainard today, former Fed president. And then that might move the markets. That's going to come out relatively early, and whatever else, people. Like I said, we can't be beaten, in my view. We're too far ahead of the curve. We know what they want, and we're taking action against it. That's what this channel is, a channel of action, people of action. And that's pretty much it. All right. Love all of you. Until I see you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern, take care of yourselves and take care of each other.